Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, and we have Josh Bernstein here. Josh, of course, has his own show over at Patreon, patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. And, of course, Josh, you're a geopolitical analyst, and you mentioned something on the break. I don't know if you want to get into that, but I think it's important to be the truth teller. I call it truth trauma. Do you like that, truth trauma? And a lot of people aren't into truth trauma, but to be honest with you, you're a real optimist. You face the ugly truth, and then you have a plan to survive, thrive, and the Bible, what it calls it, is being a coming overcomer. In other words, figuring things out. Look at the people in Israel. They have to be overcomers. They built walls so they don't get killed by Hamas and the other maniacs. They've got missile defense. They have one of the rapidest acting air force in the world, so if you screw with them, you die. You don't have a bad day, you die. Like Iran sending up 71 bases in Syria. So when we have somebody that does really bad things like the Papa, or the Pope, which I know you were talking about before the break, you got to tell the truth. It's the same way as when I hear Trey Gowdy making statements and excuses for the president, that he never was a target. Trey, what's wrong with you, boy? What's wrong with Napolitano, this judge I usually have respect for on Fox News? What's wrong with both of these characters when they make excuses? This is normal operation procedure. No, it's not. This is a coup in motion. Okay, so both of you guys... I'm also a bit of a medical legal expert, by the way. I can pick up a law degree in a year. I'm not impressed. I don't know what the hell Trey Gowdy and Napolitano are doing, but they must be having something really bad in their cereal in the morning. Go ahead and tell us what you want to talk about.
Well, look, I think there's a lot of things going on. And look, you know, whether this summit is on again or off again or on again at this point isn't that important. This Mueller investigation at this point isn't that important. I think people need to focus like a laser on what happened in the UK just this week, where we had a conservative activist arrested and thrown in prison for 13 months. This could be, God forbid, a death sentence for Tommy Robinson, because he's been an outspoken critic of Islam. And everybody should be chilled to the bone knowing what happened in England. There's a petition out there. Please, folks, sign the petition. Use the hashtag #FreeTommy out there. It's absolutely deplorable and disgusting what this judge, Jeffrey Marsden, did, this limey wanker of a judge, threw him in jail, no trial, no jury, no nothing, no attorney present, and gave him 13 months in the whole prison, which, again, if there are Islamic fanatics in that prison, he's going to be targeted. And
let's put it this way. We're almost at the edge where once they make the witness box judgmental and totalitarian, we have another box called the cartridge box and other advanced technology which they don't want to see coming at them. But the globalists are actually pushing the envelope. We see it with the leftists. We see it with Roseanne, where there's forgiveness for people beheading in effigy Donald Trump and making obscene comments against Melania and his family. But there's no forgiveness for somebody who apparently was on sleeping pills, Roseanne, who went over the top and made some obscene comments, which she later apologized. Apology isn't accepted. Disney and ABC Corporation fired her, canceled her show, which is basically to say, if you're a leftist, you make obscene comments or even pretend to kill the president in effigy, it's okay. You don't even have to publicly apologize, but if you're a right...
You can say all kinds of horrific, nasty things. By the way, Wanda Sykes, on her way out, called the president an orangutan. That's something that needs to be pointed out. And let's not forget, why does Joy Behar still have a TV show? Why does she even have a career after the horrendous things that she said, where she demonized an entire faith of Catholics and then demonized the vice president of the United States? But yet... she's fine. No problem, right? Then you have the other person, what is her name? I think it's Joy as well. The one that lied about, you know, saying these comments about homosexuals. And
Joy Reid, yeah.
Yeah, Joy Reid.
And by the way, the thing I heard on Drudge was that the dog got my block.
It's so ridiculous. There's such a double standard. And let me explain something. You know, ABC is run by far-left militants, liberals, including a black woman who is a total leftist, big Obama, Hillary supporter. And what happened is when she took over, the number one show that was on ABC was Nashville, not a real political show. It was a musical show. But what happened is many, many conservatives loved that show. So what did they do? They canceled it, and it resurfaced on CMT Network. The number one show in America for a very long time was Tim Allen's show, Last Man Standing.
Right.
He went on a TV show and he praised President Trump. And that's all the executives at ABC had to hear. They canceled his show, a number one show, and then that resurfaced on another network as well. The same thing is going to happen with Roseanne. This is actually going to strengthen her career, not hurt her career. She'll end up on another network. I don't know which one yet. But she will, because she was a number one show, a number one draw. And it's just despicable that there's such a double standard in the media today, where a conservative can say one thing and is immediately fired, but yet, the other way, you know, they can say all these horrific things, like you said, cut off the head of President Trump and hold it up to the camera, scaring his son who doesn't know if it's real or fake.
Look at Michael Moore, the comments he's got apparently on Drudge here, a secret project with a vintage Trump clip. I mean, these people are in a sense doing a media coup, and here's what I would do if I was President Trump, and I'd be much more aggressive than he currently is.
Yeah.
I'd de-license the media so they couldn't broadcast, and I'd sanction any ex-personnel from the White House that they can't, by law, actually go on media and make comments. For example, look at Brennan. And Clapper. I mean, Brennan's paid by CNN to be a kind of a hired hand to actually try to attack President Trump as a former director of the National Security Agency. What the hell? These people have no business taking their private position and making comments that are not based on facts and reality and having a lie fest on the media.
Right.
It's incredible.
Exactly. And if you look at the Drudge Report right now, Google listed Nazism as the ideology of the California Republican Party. Big story right now on the Drudge Report.
Yeah, I know, right on the top.
Yeah, it says the California Republican Party is the California affiliate of the United States Republican Party. The party chairman is Jim Brute and is based in Burbank, California, a suburb of Los Angeles. CRP also has a headquarters in Sacramento. Leadership founded in 1854. Ideology, Nazism, conservatism, market liberalism, fiscal conservatism, and green conservatism. But the lead one says Nazism. So
well, first
Google
off,
is comparing the Republican Party to Nazis.
Well, let's go back and take the actual primary idea. People don't realize that Nazism, real Nazism, was in America before World War One and Two. And if you actually talk about it, when you actually are pro-nation states, in a sense, before you get into all the killing the Jews and the people that are the mentally retarded or whatever, any people that you don't like, okay, or don't go along with you. By the way, people that should understand that a lot of the people that were number SS were actually agnostic of Jewish heritage. The first thing that both the Russian Revolution did and the Nazis is to kind of persecute those who were religious Jews, like the rabbis and so on, right? People have to understand that there was a big split. Even the setting up of the State of Israel was part of the kind of reaction, and the people that founded it were actually members of the Duma of the Russian Communist Party, and they were atheists. They were not, you know, Bible or regular, you know, we call religious Jews. So people need to understand, first, the Nazi, the word Nazi means you're a nationalist. Well, the populists just got elected in Italy, in fact. This is something, I don't know what's going on here, it says Italy to be led by populists, right? And what that means is that they just got an election now, reached a new deal to form a government. So they got a new deal. They were originally kind of suspended, but the populist parties finally reached a deal to form a coalition government on Thursday evening after nearly 3 months of political deadlock, because the previous prime minister was trying to block it, right? Mm-hmm. So Luigi Di Maio of the Five Star Movement and Matteo Silvani of the Lega will both be ministers of the new government in Italy. And guess what? They're Nazis. They're nationalists. How's that? So is Trump. He believes in a nation called America, with a border, with an economy, with a missile defense system, with a military, with police, with citizens that call themselves Americans. We have the coup d'etat now is settled in Italy. They have the British arrest of a pedophile of Muslims, actually. This guy, it was being thrown to prison. And by the way, being put in prison where there may be a bunch of Muslims via death sentence, this judge that did this needs to himself go to prison. We have ABC canceling Roseanne with no forgiveness. We got Spygate, where Trey Gowdy and Napolitano, who is a possible candidate who might be put in the Supreme Court, makes a stupid comment that Trump was never a target. That's all he was, is a target. This entire thing, including this so-called dossier, was entirely to trap Trump and the circumstances, so if the blue wave could actually get enough control seats in the Congress and Senate, they were going to impeach Trump. That's the only purpose of Mueller. It wasn't to go after other members of Trump's campaign. It was right to get Trump, period. People need to get wise to this and stop pretending that the coup wasn't going on.
No question about it. It's been right from the beginning. When it didn't, when their plan didn't work and Hillary didn't get elected because the American people didn't buy the lies, they went into Plan B. And Plan B was, uh-oh, President Trump is now the president. We've got to destroy him. We cannot allow what we have worked so hard for 8 years to change and fundamentally change the country into a socialist nation. We cannot allow that to be undone. And they put a plan in. They used the media. They used the Democrat Party. They used the Rhino Republicans. And they used the intelligence and the deep
state. And Hollywood. Hollywood, I call it, for hell.
Yeah. Now, all together, they decided that they were going to destroy this president. It's as simple as that.
And destroy America, and destroy our lead in the world, which is to keep peace in the world, because without a peaceful America maintaining the peace, the world will fly apart.
Exactly. If we're not strong, the rest of the world is weak. That's absolutely true. And that's why we must always remain America's superpower.
Now, what do you think about Kim Jong-un and the two meetings with China? China really is off the rails, aren't they? And
they are.
I personally think the Russia and China need to be at these meetings, but Trump needs to start. China's trying to make a connection between trade, like ZTE, and whether or not there is a deal, even phased in deal, with Kim Jong-un. Mm-hmm. This is really weird, isn't it?
Well, look, I think, you know, with what happened just recently here with President Trump announcing these tariffs, these 25% tariffs on steel coming in from the EU and Canada and Mexico, I think that China is getting the message that, you know what, this guy's not playing. This guy is someone we don't want to mess with. I don't think that the retaliations, if you will, from the European Union, Mexico, and Canada are really going to have any effect. You know, we talk about
You heard about that, right? The retaliation.
The heroes of the Trump administration. And, you know, I really got to put, you know, Wilbur Ross right up at the top. I think Wilbur Ross has done more to create jobs and create a more affluent America than any Secretary of Commerce in our history.
Right.
He has been phenomenal. Right from day one, he has been phenomenal. And he's a businessman. Again, we've got business people in the right position. And this is a trade war that if it starts, this is one that we will win. We may have a little bit of pain in the beginning, but in the end, we will win.
Well, I don't understand Mexico. They think they're going to retaliate against America. We've got an $85 billion trade deficit with us. We have a deficit with them.
Yeah, all we
have to do, I'm going to read off just a sentence.
Send back to Mexico.
Right, it says, this is a message in this article here, which is up on Drudge. From Canadian News, ca.news.yahoo, Mexico. And it says, Mexico retaliated almost immediately against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum on Thursday. Focusing on products of the congressional district, Donald Trump, Republican Party, is fighting to retain in November elections. It sends a clear message that this kind of thing does not benefit anybody. Economic Minister Ildefonso Guajardo said, an interview of the Mexican radio about the measure against U.S. products ranging from steel to grapes. Guess what? You start a trade war with America, America will deep six your economy. You want to deal with this and drop your crazy tariffs and so on and start kind of dealing reasonably? For example, I talked to a car company, and they send material back and forth to get leather seats made for these fancy cars in America manufactured, say, in Georgia or some other state, Ohio. And back and forth to Mexico, and of course in Europe what they do, and they're trying to do with this Brexit, they want to make sure that they hit it with tariffs every damn time it crosses the border. You know, you got the steel, then it gets leather, and it gets this, and then it gets whatever.
Right.
And what if Mexico wants to play hardball, they're going to lose. The same way, same way with China, if they play hardball with this, they're going to have their economy blow up in their face. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, there's about 100 different ways from Sunday that they could be paying for our border wall. But one of the simple ways, if they want to bite back on anything dealing with trade, all we have to do is put a tariff on the money that they're sending through Western Union back to Mexico. It's over at that point. I mean, we're talking billions of dollars that goes back to Mexico that is being stolen in some cases right from the American economy and going to Mexico. So why the heck wouldn't we want to tax that money and take some of that money and build a wall with it? I mean, like, there's so many different things that we could do, and we're just not doing them. And so, thankfully, President Trump has said, you know what? I've had enough. America's been cheated on for so long. I've witnessed it 35, 40 years myself as a businessman. I've seen the unfair practices. And I'm doing something about it because now I have the power to do something about it.
I got a new term for you that I think you'll like. I have a Deagle Dictionary over clay and iron. And instead of calling them politicians, let's call them pimpetitions. Because they're pimping on America.
Oh, yeah, pimpetitions. There you go. I didn't hear what you said. I thought you said pimp.
Yeah, pimpetitions. They're pimping us. And they've been doing it. It's like, look at Mexico. They let all these people, like, come from Central America right across their country. They wouldn't let them give them sanctions there or keep them there. No, no, no. They're going to let them come across the country. Then the same thing is they use unfair practices in these other countries. Look at Venezuela. What was it, the big oil company? They actually forced to actually amalgamate with the Venezuelan oil company with this totalitarian socialist regime there in Maduro. This is nuts. These countries that think they're going to play hardball and get away with it. And by the way, and I've been a whistleblower, and Venezuela has been making deals behind the scenes with Russia and China. The Russian nuclear submarines tunnel into the sidewalls of the Orinoco River, which is very deep. We have Russian and Chinese divisions there. They got nuclear submarines on their ports. Their economy is in shambles. A million people have left the country because they're starving to death and already lost a lot of weight and ate their pets. And this maniac Maduro got reelected because he forced the opposition into non-existence. He's not elected. He's a dictator. The same way as Xi is, and Putin, okay?
International election officials going through that place with a fine-tooth comb, finding the fraud, which is evident in everywhere, and forcefully removing him from the country.
I think, personally, what we should do is send in Dollaforce and just take him out.
Well, look, he's an illegitimate president. There's no question about it. I mean, 75% disapproval rating, and you're going to tell me that you want a re-election? Come on.
No, he ran a reselection. He didn't run a re-election. He selected himself I'm the winner before there's even an opposition. You like that? Pimpetition and reselection rather than reelection. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's what happened in 2012.
Exactly.
Reselection.
We'll see you back here on Monday morning, first hour, to open up another bright week.
Interested?
And we have John Strader here. John, you're one of the representatives of your PA. We've had all kinds of interesting experiences. I think you were over in Africa during the time of the Ebola breakout, weren't you?
Yes, I was there for 7 months with the Foundation. Yeah.
And by the way, the breakout is happening again. People know, you know that, right?
Yes. I have some colleagues from University of North Carolina Chapel Hill are over in the Congo right now.
Right. Now, of course, we have antipathogenics that will not go to Ebola very quickly. We have the Edgar Cayce monatomic plasma iodine. I have it manufactured for me by a NASA contract engineer, his company. I have the Nutru silver, which I've designed. It's the most powerful silver in the world. We have, of course, Allison Med from Germany. We have my Nutrient Defense, which blocks all viruses, destroys the viral capsule of all RNA and DNA. And we have, of course, Nutrimune 26Y immunoglobulins for all 26 major human viral, bacterial, and fungal pathogens and transfer factors to your immune system. Now, it's important, the most important thing you can do for your body is remineralization. If you look at the one of the more important principles of the Bible, it's called the Sabbath. Now, the Sabbath can apply to all kinds of things, not the just the Sabbath rest day, which means a Saturday is your Sabbath, not Sunday, by the way, which is an apostasy to say that Sunday is the proper day of rest. It's the Sabbath, which is sundown Friday evening to Saturday evening, okay? Now, the problem is there's also a Sabbath rest of the land, and when the land didn't get its Sabbath rest, God said the land will spew you out. He actually pronounced through his prophets that because the mineralization of the soil, which was the day of rest, was not present, the land was going to spew out the population because it didn't give the land its rest. Why is that? Well, it turns out of the 18 longest-lived populations on Earth, all of them have remineralization. By 17 of them have glacial milk, which is going to contain humic and fulvic acid and ionic forms of minerals from the glaciers of granite mountains. And the 7 and the 18th is the Okinawa Japanese that crushed coral calcium down with the trace ionic minerals. And they have 100 times more centenarians, people that are 100 years or older, than all other populations on Earth. It doesn't matter what your genetics are. If you remineralize, you live longer. Now, the interesting thing is when you take minerals in food, you only absorb a small percentage because they have to compete for the same ion channels. It's like getting off the same exit driveway of the freeway. So if they got like 1,000 cars trying to get off the same exit at the same time, they're going to get jammed up and not get through there. Well, when you have minerals absorbed through the skin, though, you get much higher absorption rates transdermally through your skin than you actually through your gut. Isn't that interesting? Now, we have ways of technology for getting it through the gut. We have protein amino acid chelates, which we have in our Vitamineral Max, Vitamineral Mix, and Life Support. And I'm working on a new technology for a liposomal enzymatic activated transfer in the GI tract, which is really important because you need to get through your gut, too. But MG12 has the Dead Sea minerals, and there's 14 minerals present in the Dead Sea minerals transdermally that are necessary for body metabolic processes. They're not even in seawater, any of our soils in the Western world. So we're always chronically deficient in trace elements that are necessary for different biochemical processes, hundreds of metabolic processes that maintain life and extend life. So part of the reason why we get sick and we die hard, like Bruce Willis, we die early. And I called, you have two spans. You've got your lifespan to, say, age 35, and your death span when you start getting sick at, say, 35 to 70. You want to reduce your death span so your lifespan goes up to, say, 74, and it's only on your last, say, 2 weeks of life you have a death span. And maybe you live to be 105 or 125 because we're going to start seeing the emergence of the elderly. Now, is you start doing transdermal minerals. And I do it every morning. I take my minerals from MG12 and I put it in my bath water, and I soak it for about a half hour every morning. So I'm getting transdermal minerals that are not just absorbed through my muscle GI tract, but through my skin. They reduce muscle cramps, they reduce vascular spasm of arteries, they prevent calcification of arteries and plaque, they protect your brain, they activate metabolic processes, and actually the minerals, and this is how the genes work, the way your genes are activated is you have a little spheroid inside your cell called a nucleoplasm. And the little telomere at the end of it actually signals an infrared signal to your ion channels to let what in? Minerals. And minerals turn on your genes. And if you don't have those minerals present, really strange, unusual ones like molybdenum, chromium, vanadium, if you don't have these trace minerals present, you don't turn on the genes to actually maintain your health and prevent you from turning diabetic or dying early of cancer or other problems. Isn't that interesting?
It's fascinating.
So in other words, we have neglected the Sabbath rest of our bodies, which is why our bodies are spewing out of our mouth. In other words, just like the ancient proscription against Israel, not giving the land a Sabbath rest, we are not receiving the mineralization, which is the Sabbath rest of our biochemistry. Interesting, eh?
Yes.
And it's a biblical principle. People say, well, why is it in the Bible? It's the Bible because it's always true. You may not understand it right away. One of the things I like in the Bible, it says, and a man read the book and never understood, and then another person couldn't even read it. Oftentimes things get unveiled at a specific time to realize that God is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And he always tells us the truth, even if we don't understand it right away. For example, a few months ago, I gave the repronouncement of the prophecy of Joseph, which is the satrap of Egypt, who was thrown into a cistern by his brothers because he always wore fancy clothes. His father liked him, gave him the coat of many colors. But he was known by his older brothers that he was going to be a prophet someday, and they were ticked. So they threw him into a cistern, hoping him he would die. And a caravan came along and took him. Now, that prophecy was the seven fat years and seven lean years. Firstly, you need to shore up, and like a squirrel, your health, so you don't have lean years, you survive them. And if you're going to overcome heart failure or cancer or blindness or other problems, you have to shore up your body with the minerals to allow you to get through stressful periods or super infections, emotional stress, job stress, firing, major conflicts in your family. And if you don't have the minerals, you're not going to tolerate that stress. You're going to decompensate, and you're going to get sick, and you're going to die. So I'm sure, and I know the story for your brother, he took minerals, and he had I think, a heart attack something like 20 years ago. And that's where he got really involved. In fact, I think he bought the company that makes the MG12 because he knew this minerals topically saved his life, didn't they?
They sure did.
So I'd like you to put some input in. Tell us what you think, John, because you're getting really familiar. You're a PA yourself and a health professional. You understand mineralization is not a minor thing. In fact, it's the primary thing that controls your DNA, isn't it?
It sure is. And especially here, magnesium is so important, just not only for humans, but for plant life, too, because, you know, for chlorophyll and the process for the plants, it's magnesium.
Chlorophyll. Chlorophyll converts sunlight into actual plant substance and energy molecules, and without magnesium, it doesn't happen.
And the same true as far as with hemoglobin, as far as in the red blood cells. It's the magnesium that helps as far as that process.
Right. Pretty amazing stuff, isn't it?
The correlation between plant and animal and how that works, it's only God's design. It's God's design.
Right. Tell us the range of products that you have that are available. You have cosmeceuticals, and I call it fitnessceuticals. That basically you stop your muscle cramps and so on and your cardiac spasm, but you have both the cosmeceuticals and they're called the nutraceuticals to make your skin and your hair and everything look more beautiful, but also prevent serious disease. And these packages are pretty neat. I mean, the MG12 packages for basically healing body care and cosmeceutical effects are pretty neat, aren't they?
Well, I personally like the magnesium shampoo, but I use it also as a body wash. And so by using the shampoo, you're getting these effects of absorption of magnesium through your scalp and through your skin as you go through this process of bathing. And then we also have a soap product as well. And, one of the particular products we have as far as some the sports bomb. It's got the magnesium chloride, but it's also, we have arnica and non-essential oils to be infused with.
Right.
And these are hot off oils that's not with a synergistic effect as far as, because of the magnesium that's superior to take these, you know.
Into the body. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And has an amazing effect as far as increasing performance. And increasing.
Keep that thought. We'll be right back, John. Go to our link on Shopify and go down to MG2. Say, give the Sabbath rest to your body, remineralize. And not only take our special minerals like Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus and our life support for your oral absorption, because Albion chelated minerals, I'm working on a new technology for oral mineral absorption, but the MG12 are important. I tell people, use the cosmeceutical and the sportsuteical, I call it, formulas from, you're not only going to have better looking skin, hair, and nails, you're also going to have a better body. Less coronary spasm, less calcified arteries, better bone density, better muscle response, no muscle cramps, a lot less pain. I mean, you can put the MG12 products like the Sport Bomb. In fact, I think I have a little container right here on my desk or in my drawer. And you can just apply it to the areas and the essential oils and these special minerals. Literally turn off the Langerhans pain gate in your skin. So you slap that on first. Maybe put a little bit of my pregnenolone cream or curcumin cream. And just put the Lumen Photon light pads. You don't need to go to a fancy therapist to do acupuncture. You can do it before, let's say, or after a deep tissue massage, like a Thai massage or a chiropractic. But your manipulation will hold longer and you won't get muscle cramps. So let's talk about some more of the products. What other ones do you want to highlight?
Well, magnesium with the lavender, we found that to be such a common effect, especially with children. And taking the combination with the magnesium, with aloe vera, with lavender and cowmelon.
Is that the body bomb you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, and then there's a sport one that has lavender plus some other things for sport spasms and muscle spasm. But the body bomb's even good for kids if you want to calm them down.
Yeah, especially for children. If you take the body balm with the lavender and apply it to the feet of children at night, it helps them rest comfortably through the night and gives them a wonderful night's rest.
Yeah, it actually goes through their acupoints in their feet, which is in the form of transdermal acutherapy. So if you had an acupuncturist, all your meridian points actually converge in your feet and your ears. People don't know that, do they? Your feet and your ears are where all your acupuncture points converge. Pretty cool, eh?
Fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Yes, especially as far as the acupunct pressure that you have, as far as just doing it as far as the ear and the feet.
Ear and the feet, yeah. Which God knows what God was doing when he designed that. It's like, wow, pretty cool, God. You hid all this stuff away for all thousands of years of man's life on earth, and now we're starting to get revelation. It's the time of what I call the apocalypse or the unveiling. Right now, for example, we're unveiling that the Sabbath rest of the body can occur with the MG12 products. If you don't remineralize, you're not going to turn on your genes. And if you don't turn on your genes, see, aging is just gene silencing. That's all it is. Gene silencing is a lack of minerals and amino acids to turn your genes on. And the most important are minerals. If you don't have the right minerals to those tissues, your kidneys can't regenerate, your heart can't regenerate. For example, if you don't have copper, and these trace elements, you can't stop free radicals like selenium, chromium, vanadium, molybdenum. Really strange, and we call transuranic type minerals too. They're unusual. You think, well, these don't have any metabolic effect. Yes, they do. They may be at a very esoteric kind of principle, but they're important for reducing insulin resistance, getting free radicals, stimulating cells to even let the stem cells regenerate your tissue. Pretty amazing, hey?
Oh, fascinating. The divine connection that he put man together, God knew what he was doing.
Oh, boy. you start to see the great glory of God when you see the wonder and splendor of literally all life forms, including the human body and mind. It really shows you that we weren't a random creation. We were not highly evolved slime that crawled from the muck of the ancient world and rose up and became Neanderthal, etc. No, no. Man was created as a complete perfect being in the first place, and there may be some evidence for devolution rather than evolution, where you devolve rather than evolve. But there's no evidence for evolution.
I agree. Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
We are wonderfully creatively made.
So we have the skin hair bundle, you have the rejuvenation bundle, you got the wellness bundle. These are pretty neat. I mean, what's included in these? The wellness bundle includes the the body balm, the sport, which is a liquid, the magnesium oil. You've got the skin health bundle, which has that large mitt, as well as the body balm, and of course the magnesium oil and the Destiny bath salts, which are containing minerals you can't find anywhere, even in the current oceans. People don't realize the life forms on this planet are deficient of the essential minerals to maintain life. And now, of course, we're toxically affecting the world with things like scalar radiation from cell phones and so on, and they're planning to put 5G network around the planet, which will jam cellular communication. And remember, cellular communication is really the atomic resonance of minerals talking to your genes. So we are reversing that with things like lumen photon and epigenetic frequency therapy and remineralization. Just putting the minerals back in your body blocks the toxic effects of radiation, because it's basically blocking the effect of the presence of minerals to turn on your genes. So when you put the minerals in, you overcome the blocking effect of radiation, scalar radiation from dirty electricity, cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, etc. Interesting, eh?
Very much, Ben. What about the magnetic dome that is over the Dead Sea? What are your comments on that?
Well, people have to understand, what is the Dead Sea? The Dead Sea actually is an area where there's a fault zone running from Turkey all the way to Lake Victoria in Africa. And I talked to FICO, the engineer, back in 1999, after I'd been given a supernatural vision of what's actually under the southwest end of the Dead Sea. And I gave that in a lecture at the Otto Whataburger after my talk to Prophecy Club in Dallas, Texas, in 1999 fall. And he Hayseed Stevens was the oil engineer, worked with FICO, the oil engineer from Israel, and Ariel Sharon, who was at the time the Prime Minister of Israel. And what happened is that dome is actually a bulge of the magnetic field of the Earth, because there's a fault zone with a magma field under there, and the largest batholith of oil on the planet is actually at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. What I told Hayseed was that I was showing supernaturally what was present there, and the Israelis had already been drilling down to 18,000 feet along with Hayseed, and he lost the drill fish bit, what's called a fish at the bottom at around 18,000 feet, and they'd already discovered there were oil shale all the way through there, but at the bottom was a large salt dome, if you want to call it like a plug or whatever, like a cap, like in a bottle of wine, and there was an ocean of oil under there equivalent to 27.4 trillion with a T barrels of oil.
Wow.
The largest basilisk on Earth. In fact, it's the master feeder of oil throughout the whole Middle East, including Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Arab Emirates, etc. And when the oil field was struck by the magma, which is underneath that area of the Earth, because remember, oil doesn't originate, the gold theory from 1951 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a year before I was born, showed that oil is not created by dinosaurs and ferns. It's created by the deep Earth action, the magnetic field of the Earth, rotating a powerful magnetic field in a field of radioactive isotopes to cause catalytic creation of larger and larger organic molecules. So oil is created as a side effect of a nuclear reactor inside the core of the Earth. And that's why the Russians drilled down 40,000 feet. My wife's best friend from school actually is an oil engineer, and her husband in Tajikistan, and they're managing the major oil fields in Tajikistan. So the oil at the southwest end of the Dead Sea is around 27,000 feet deep. But it's the largest batholith on Earth. And in fact, I warned them that if they drill there, the sound would be so loud they couldn't stop the pressure, which is what happened in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of New Orleans years ago. When they drilled down, they were told not to drill there because they wouldn't have valves that could take the pressure. So the magnetic field of the Earth is basically a magnetic bulb. It's the same thing is happening over Hawaii. If you actually look at Hawaii with the Kilauea volcano going off, we're preparing for what's called a lithospheric slip, where the crust of the Earth roughly every 750,000 years slides dramatically. And there's minor slides beforehand that occur slowly in between, but there's a major slip that can occur over matters literally as a matter of months, where the Earth can move, say, 1,200 or 1,400 miles. And the crust slides like a peach skin that's been boiled in Georgia on the body of the peach. So what we're dealing with is, the reason why the Kilauea is now out in the ocean is because the hot spot underneath the island is moving that fast. Interesting, hey? So we're likely to see Mount Vesuvius blow and others, and the magnetic field of the Earth is shifting, so we have two south poles right now in the southern hemisphere, and there's a geomagnetic opening or hole in the South Atlantic Ocean all the way out to deep space, where at 22,000 miles it's 5 times the diameter of Earth. So, yeah, the largest oil on planet Earth, dynastic oil, is at the southwest end of the Dead Sea between Israel and Jordan.
Fascinating.
Interesting, eh?
Yes, it is.
God has given me a lot of knowledge to convey to people. If you want the Sabbath rest, your cells take our Vitamin Max and our Minerals Plus and our things orally, but topically, get your MG12. You're going to love it. Your body will love it. If you do the Sabbath rest to your body will give you that we call cellular handshake and high five and say thank you. No muscle cramps today, no depression today, good sleep tonight, no cancer tomorrow, no cardiac spasm, no heart attack or stroke. How's that?
Hey.
This is Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.